The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to the Nerd.
It's time for the Nerd Room with Dr. Verne.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Verne of SciFried and Nerdy FM, and you've tuned in to episode 13 of my nerd music podcast, The Nerd Groove. I'd be remiss not to urge you to check out previous episodes, as this is sort of an audio documentary on nerd music. Now, this episode will begin a three-part trilogy designed to spotlight the musical styles that make up the nerd music genre, and how nerdy musical brotherhood grew in separate corners of the globe and found each other during the internet age. I call it the Triforce of nerd music: rock, hip-hop, and video game music. These styles don't often find themselves on the same radio station, if you know what I mean. But for the nerd music genre, these styles are blended, interchanged, and explored by a wealth of talented artists. In this episode, we're going to talk about one piece of that Triforce: hip-hop. Hip-hop came from the streets, rhyming poets infusing their experiences and culture within music that largely came from funk and R&B. Now, their voice became heard, and it's influenced a generation of people that have grown up hearing those voices. It's a truly American art form. Hip-hop and its artists have used their voices to affect change on a global scale. In the rich history of hip-hop, there have always been those artists that are having fun, making dance beats and rapping about silly stuff. Artists like Biz Markie, the Beastie Boys, Flava Flav, the Fat Boys, even Ludacris and Lil Jon. An element of the style is certainly dance-driven and comedic in nature. This is where we find the root of the nerdcore tree. Hip-hop is about using your voice to convey your experience, sometimes catchy and funny, sometimes serious and change-invoking. The absolute same can be said of nerd music's hip-hop artists. Some are funny, some are serious, and yes, some you can dance to. Nerd rap, nerdcore, nerdy hip-hop, whatever you want to call it, it is affecting the world as well, and it's certainly part of the Triforce of nerd music. So what's different about nerdcore? Well, while hip-hop spread its popularity through communities, New York, L.A., Atlanta, St. Louis, etc., nerds have progressed in a similar fashion in many strong nerd music cities all across the country. However, one major difference is that the nerd musician community is friendly, not faction. Artists and promoters have created a pseudo-network. Of course, the content is different as well, and that's not entirely because nerdcore artists drop nerdy references in their songs, no. It's because of creative writing, passion for the message, and producers who don't take a backseat to any producers working in hip-hop today. Nerd hip-hop is clever, intelligent, passionate, and more it is a true voice for a whole new generation, and its artists represent the roots. For an awesome trip through the history of hip-hop, be sure to check out the comic book series, Hip-Hop Family Tree. It's a great read. Well, more on this throughout the episode, which has in store for you some great new tracks from the best nerd music I could wrangle for you. This time around, we're going to check out, let's just get started. Here's some new stuff from one of Canada's greatest national treasures. Word Burglar is the man. Featured on the Nerd Groove before, and I'm quite sure it won't be the last time, his new release, Replicable Skills, is ridiculous good, and is once again, Bergie's raised the bar. The track I'm bringing to you on this episode features a guest spot from MC Frontalot, and it is the first selection from this great album that caught my attention. Here's Noggin Users by Word Burglar.
My name is Word Burglar, and I'm addicted to my noggin. Full disclosure, I'm a noggin user. It's my favorite way to make a problem smoother. Gray matter addict since a toddler with a soother. It can help you plot maneuvers and attract hotter suitors. It's true, sir, whether cobbler or cougar. Enjoy jogging, walking dogs, or got a job at Hooters. It'll help you on a yacht or on a scooter, riding a toboggan or just being a commuter. What's in common with a skilled hockey shooter, Kenny Loggins, or a Milwaukee Brewer? That thing in your head, no, it's not a tumor, but it can be more deadly than a Glock or a Luger. It's the original thought computer. And if you got a noggin, you are not a loser. I guarantee that you have got a future. Plus it helped me save cash when I bought a juicer. So if you're spending time in your medulla, this is for the encephalon enthusiasts. Noggin users, you're all welcome here. And if you rode a bike, hope you wore a helmet here.
You're talking, then you're stopping on the stink beats. Not a problem when you're rocking what you think meets. Promising leads every notion that you nurture. If it points in the direction that you haven't got the words for, take a moment, contemplate it. It's the noggin, don't get addlepated. When the idea's disambiguated, then you calibrate it. In your cranium is where it's situated. Did you know that you're using it now? If it's hooked up to your central nervous system, get down. Connected to the ear hole, you're processing sound. Or just having an idea that you're tossing around. Could think of anything, a dog in a kitty costume. What to do when you're in fog or the city Boston. How to prove there's a little itty bitty bosom. Fuse your noggin's pretty awesome.
Nerd hip-hop at its finest, and certainly an intelligent track that has a voice. Be sure and check out Word Burglar online. He has a great discography and skill supreme. Now, hip-hop, from its very roots, is street poetry set to a beat. The beat has varied through many musical styles over the years, but the message contained within the poetry is the very human self-expression of passions, circumstances, struggle, and celebration. It's perhaps the truest American art form. The poverty, crime, struggle, and racism often conveyed in urban hip-hop are as American in creation as apple pie. We Americans created every component, including the subject matter. However, we the people shape our path. An art form forged from the voice of the oppressed in early 1970s New York. In a crime-riddled area of the Bronx, young teens would light the fuse. Using popular dance beats of the 1970s, yep, disco, the early masters of hip-hop infused their message in wildly popular dance songs, beginning the mass exposure of the genre. By 1980, the entire genre would be poised to explode. These young men changed the world. Here in 2015, their expressionism and influence makes up a great deal of the musical world. Quickly spreading to Los Angeles early on, the West Coast scene has produced some wild flavor of its own. And born of the West, the next artist definitely has one of the most unique styles in the entire world. MC Lars is NoCal all the way, and he has a brand new album out called Zombie Dinosaur LP, and it features this Game of Thrones inspired jam called Dragon Blood. Here's MC Lars.
I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? Cause I'm always going hard with my Dothraki crew.
Daenerys be the name, and I'm setting hearts aflame when I'm burning down these villages and freeing all the slaves. Wiz Khaleesi, have you bit my dragons? My brother tried to sell me to Khal Drogo, look what happened. A bit hot-headed with that molten golden crown. I stopped the Khalasar, so don't be messing with me now. Look my lover in the eye, winter's coming,
so am I.
I burned the witch alive who took my son and husband's lives. But I survived so frisky, now these dragons have my back. Suitors are so frisky and they always try to mack. Zara, Zo, and Daxos had to lock him in a vault. Made my way to Slaver's Bay, but it was not my fault. It was karmic retribution, there was no preparing them, and Crassus tried to mess with the wrong Targaryen. I smarted him like Tyrion when I knew how Valyrian. These creatures on my shoulders, well, I think you should be fearing them.
You are now watching the throne.
I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? Cause I'm always going hard with my love cracky crew. I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? Cause I'm always going hard with my love cracky crew.
The cracky, the cracky, the thracky, the thracky, unsullied behind me, like I'm Luminati. It's the mother of dragons with my gigantic army. We be marching to Meereen, but no, we didn't come to party. Cause they crucify the slaves and put them on the cross. Ser Jorah, please get lost, I know you think I'm hot. My schedule's kinda busy, got no time for Perrier-ing. White girl politic, and that's Daenerys Palin. From Dorne to the Stormlands, the north and beyond, to the Westerlands and Essos, I'm keeping it strong. From the Crownlands to the Reach, you know I'm getting love. To the Riverlands and back, because I've got that dragon blood. So follow more clueless, I thought that you knew this, but dragons aren't people, you know we've been through this. I'm quick to burn a hater, no mercy damager, smacking kings in the face like my name was Cersei Lannister.
Burn, burn, yes you're gonna burn. Burn, burn, yes you're gonna burn. Burn, burn, yes you're gonna burn. Burn, burn, yes you're gonna burn.
I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? Cause I'm always going hot with my love cracky crew. I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do? I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son? Cause I'm always going hot with my love cracky crew.
I got dragon blood, what you wanna do, son?
Just gonna say, go ahead and pick up Zombie Dinosaur LP. It's a great album, and MC Lars always delivers. Now, hip hop is just part of the Nerd Music Triforce, both figuratively and literally. My intent is to explore the synergies between the three musical styles that make up most of the nerd music genre. One of the many threads that nerd music shares with its hip hop roots is that it is a style that has been born of oppression. It's a different form of oppression. Since the dawn of our country, we've been a fighting nation. The standard for 200 years was real men are strong, athletic, and virile. Women were silent, supportive, and fertile. There was no room for Poindexters, dorks, dweebs, spazzes, eggheads, brainiacs, Melvins, nerds, or geeks. We have never been the cool kids. But we invent, innovate, think, create, and build. And in the age of the internet, we network and make music. The times have changed, and we have a voice. Artistic one-upsmanship has played its part as well. Nerd artists listen to each other's stuff. Believe that. It's for the good of the genre. Keeps me ever vigilant for new stuff. The new album from the Brooklyn, New York-based chamber band called Careers is easily one of the best albums of the year. And it really is one of the best ever for the genre, honestly. It's an instant classic from one of the best nerd rock bands going. It was really hard to choose a track. It's that good. Here's Victory Tour by Chamber Band.
TV. I fell far below.
just have to suck it up and see what I'm fighting for.
Did I ignore it all to you? Release that curve and through all my victims you took. My legal sister is lying at home, wondering when her big brother will get back his head. Bet you that's what she said.
That lately she's been thinking of it, winning battles but not the war. That I can bring myself to suck it up and see what I'm fighting for.
But I ain't coming home to you unless I'm coming through all my roots to be told.
Great band, great album. Get online and check out Chamber Band's stuff. They are the real deal. While I have momentarily diverted from the hip-hop discussion, let me tell you about this next track. It's from the steampunk gods, Steam-Powered Giraffe. While seeing them live is certainly the best way to experience this very theatrical group, their music itself is filk-inspired rock with nostalgic elements, and it's really tasty stuff. Here is a song from their new The Vice Quadrant album called Fire Fire by Steam Powered Giraffe.
One, two, three, four. Hope it can make it stop and break if the doors are all locked down. I'm flying on my feet. Gotta reach that corridor. Sirens are blaring, screams from the staring as they watch him cry. He's holding on as he's ripped from the room, engulfed in flames, but they'll be out soon. Oh, it's such a shame of all the things to go wrong while out in space. Fire, fire burns much brighter when oxygen is the supplier. And fire, fire is killing his desire to not be cold as he expires. Oh, burning in space. Oh, burning in men and women trapped in that room. Flames scorching them, but they'll be out soon. Oh, it's such a shame of all the things to go wrong while out in space.
Fire, fire burns
much brighter when oxygen is the supplier.
And fire, fire is killing their desire to not be cold as they expire.
Is the supplier, and fire, fire has killed their desire to not be cold as they expire.
Fire, fire burns much brighter when oxygen is the supplier, and fire, fire has killed their desire to not be cold as they expire.
Great stuff from Steam Powered Giraffe right there. And as always, I'm going to highly recommend catching them at a live show. One way that Nerd Music has come together is partnership. It's great to see so many new shows that present nerd music as a whole. I recently attended the 10-year anniversary show of Random Encounter here in Orlando. That show featured Mark with a C, MC Lars, and Peter Pepper. Hip-hop, VGM, punk, and a musical bard in one show. It was also maybe the best live nerd show I've ever seen, but I digress. The place was packed and every artist beloved. One guy that represents all that the genre has become is Mega Ran. A man I'm proud to call a friend has been nothing but a friend to the nerd music world, and his RNDM album is receiving praise and accolades from all over. Which is most likely because it's a great album. Here's another track from RNDM called Infinite Lives by Mega Ran.
You know, we all die.
This is fun.
But the goal isn't to live forever, but to create something that will.
Two, three, four.
Here we go.
Infinite lives. We got infinite lives. Never say never. We're gonna live. Infinite lives, we got infinite lives. Never say never, we're gonna live forever.
Yo, heard you only live once, well I'ma disagree. Cause you can live forever and forever doesn't cease. Live through your creations and the people that you teach. So I live through my music eternally through the beats. First email says I'm digging that verse. The next four emails, I'm missing that merch. You can't take it with you, and so I never intended to. For my last interview, this is the gift I'm sending you.
Never gonna die. No, we're never gonna die. You can hear my words in this song. It'll play on after I'm gone. Never gonna die. No, we're never gonna die. You can hear my words in this song. It'll play on after I'm gone.
Heard you only live once, that's cool, I suppose. But you can live forever through the songs you compose. Experiences you share, the highs and the lows. Experimentation with the flows, cause God knows. She learned more about life from Pac's Pac's works than she ever could have gotten in church. Is that wrong? Living for that song? Learning from that lyric and steering others from wrong? We living off love, never needing a meal. Full from the enlightenment and warmth that we feel, yeah. Overflow of emotion from chilling, chasing the girls, to floating over the ocean and maybe changing the world. First two emails like, hey, that's tight.
next few emails, you changed my life. Even if I expire and people call it untimely, all you gotta do is rewind me, cause I've got
infinite lives. We got infinite lives. Never say never, we're gonna live forever. Infinite lives.
You only live once, well I beg to differ, cause you can live forever through the feelings you deliver. From the first raindrop to the rush of a mighty river, I give you the bigger picture, picture and leave a fissure. Open and full of hope and it's smoldering like a coaching. But seeking with caution will never feel your garden pardon. Everybody who doubted and left my memory clouded, I decided instead of complaining I'd do something about it. Forever's not a time, it's a place of a state of mind. No, they never gave me mine, I elected to stay behind. There's deeds I need done, pages I haven't filled, places I haven't been through, mistakes I haven't killed, lives I haven't touched, and words I need to say. Tell me who needs forever when our forever's today. If I die, it's right on time, it's meant to be this way. Now tell me who needs forever, our forever's today. Come on.
Infinite lives, we got infinite lives. Never say never, we're gonna live forever. Infinite lives.
There's certainly an artist that pays homage to the hip-hop side of the nerd music triforce. Mega Ran is the man right now. He's the Ric Flair of nerdcore. Now, there are many stories from the history of hip-hop I could go into. You know there's some great ones. But we don't have that kind of time, you know, really. Instead, I want to focus on the genre. It took a decade for hip-hop to be recognized as a genre. But it grew as a genre. The artists, producers, DJs, MCs that struck big in hip-hop gave back, made the entire genre grow, and create opportunities for more opportunities. New artists, producers, DJs, and MCs have been able to grab those opportunities and explode the genre in many different directions and subgenres. One of those new directions took place in the late 90s in Seattle, when Optimus Rhyme began what we now know as nerdcore. So just like the artists of the other two Triforce pieces, VGM and Rock, nerdcore has extrapolated and pays homage to its roots, but it carves its own path. Here's another fine example. Last episode, I debuted a song from the new release of Ambush Venn. I have since spent some time with his album, and I've decided to bring you another great selection from his sci-fi music album. Here's Ambush Venn with Geeked Out.
Yeah, Ambush Venn, Bush Venn. This is the Scotty Wu production. Yeah. Geek theme. We geeked out. We geeked out. This nerd life. My other stay on 500. Y'all rappers is lukewarm. Ambush, we come and swarm like spring break on a cottage storm. Geeked out with the lights out like revolution. No solution, it's retribution. My contribution to this track is prostitution. Telling myself for the fucking movement. Sci-fi, my execution. Perfect 10, I leave you shocked like death row. Electrocution, large hatred, accelerator. Where I'm from, ain't nothing greater. universal cosmic savior. Bet on him, I take your paper. I'm like the sun, 5 billion later. Supernova, life is over. Red giant, these isotopes are real life. Ain't no controller, outer space technology. Terraform my geology, open your psychology. Everything's a possibility. You can beam up to the Enterprise. And the geek's life, we warp drive. We hyperspace, we space dive. We sky surf, we colorize. Die lane, we live the game. Invincible, we sensible. I'm interdimensional, you municipal. NFO rapper, farm utensil.
We geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out. This nerd life, we geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out. We geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out. We geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out. We geeked out, this nerd life, we geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out. We geeked out, we geeked out, this nerd life, we geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out. We geeked out, we geeked out, this nerd life, this geeked out, we geeked out.
Sonic, I'm biotic, I'm supersonic. That liquid tonic put me on fleek. Max volume, call me Onyx. Being honest, I never wanna be a norm. I like being weird, Dr. Strange. Why they worry about how me and my peers appear with the red hair or the blue hair? Cosplay. Anyway, these bitches say these insults like we don't know how we look today. You can join the fray, y'all all clones, stormtroopers, Jango Fett. I'm a vet, been geeking out since Commodore was collecting checks. Stack the deck with Pokemon, Digimon. Aquaman, Magic the Gathering, Yu-Gi-Oh! On discount at Comic-Con. Yeah. Watch the Kung Fury on Kingsman. Getting that real life secret service. Third faces, acting nervous. Wishy jerking, time is perfect. Yeah. Volcano, pressure cooker. Everybody sweaters, brought to look up. Smart as hell, got killer brain. To me, she just a geeky hooker. You can book her, time's up. I'm on my little Mac, punch out. Roll out, we fly out to the time dimension.
We geeked out, we geeked out. We geeked out, we geeked out. This nerd life, we geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out. We geeked out, we geeked out. This nerd life, we geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out. We geeked out, we geeked out. This nerd life, we geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out. We geeked out, we geeked out. This nerd life, we geeked out, we geeked out, we geeked out.
Ambush Vin is a young artist with tons of potential and has released a great album you should find online. Now, the next artist has been featured several times here before on the Nerd Group. If nerd music is reaching the mainstream audience, the Proto Men may be the first band that a new fan discovers. They are a fun and accessible band, and they have a lot of pop appeal. Exactly the kind of group that appeals to both hardcore nerd music fans and fans that are new to the genre. This track is a preview from an upcoming album, but I heard this and I knew you needed to hear it. So here's a brand new Proto Man track called This City Made Us.
There was a moment in the darkness, just before the blinding light. The world was standing there before you, just out of sight. Feel the thunder start to move. Feel your pulse begin to rise. Come alive. This city made us. This city gave us.
It was the crash.
The Metal Men keeping it strong, and they're giving us a glimpse of what may be their third Mega Man album. Stay tuned on that. Real quick, I want to pass out major kudos to what is the best chiptune album I have heard this year, no doubt. It's from DJ Cutman's Game Chops label, and it features Ben Briggs, DJ Cutman, Blind, and many others, and it's called Splatoons. And that's the VGM fire you've been listening to in the background on this episode. Now, here's a track I'm going to feature. It's on the Splatoons album from Game Chops, and it's called Jet Squid Radio from DJ Cutman. You got to check out that awesome album on Game Chop's Bandcamp page. Outstanding work by a lot of great chiptune masters. Now, here's where I'm going to break from my normal format somewhat. In this episode of The Nerd Groove, we've taken a quick look at the roots of hip-hop and how it affected the formation of the Triforce of nerd music. Hip-hop has inspired many to use their voice and express themselves through rap. And since I've played you a few new tracks that fall outside the nerdcore subgenre, the rest of this episode features the music created by many master producers and artists that make up nerdy hip-hop. So while I cannot possibly cram all the great nerdcore tracks of the modern age into one podcast, I've done the best I can. Rest assured, if I say an artist's name from this point forward, they deserve your attention. Look them up on the internet, because they are among the very finest hip-hop artists that nerd music has to offer. With that being said, let's start at the beginning. The first track you will hear is from The Originators, Seattle's Optimus Rhyme, and it's from their Live Volume 1 album. It's a funky groove called Precognito. Then I have for you the incomparable MC Chris with his nerd stoner anthem, Weed. Next up is a brand new track from Schaefer the Dark Lord called Stranger, which I know you'll enjoy a lot. Scrub Club has always been a huge support network for aspiring nerd rappers for 13 years. And I have a Dr. Awkward track for you from a few years ago that was released through Scrub Club called RPG. Really pretty good. It grooves real nice. MC Frontalot's Shudders features Kid Koala and the Proto Men. It's from his Question Bedtime album. Zealous One and Beefy with Welcome to Our Block, which I discovered nearly 10 years ago and fell in love with. Hot new, my parents' favorite music track, Pumpkin Zone, which is going to team Steffo and Schaefer the Dark Lord for a delicious fall flavor. A nerd rap superstar explosion from MC Lars and Whitey Crackers joint EP called Do the Bruce Campbell, which also ridiculously features Schaefer the Dark Lord and Zealous One, and is just a sick track. Not to be outdone, I'll follow that up with the amazing Dual Core and their song called Fantastic Four. And it's better than three movies with the same name. It also features Beefy, Whitey Cracker, and Wheelie Cyberman. And finally, here's my attempt to bring you the most amazing group of Nerdcore's finest without forgetting someone, like Professor Shy Guy, Kloppin' Pop, or Death Star, or King Phoenix. See what I mean? I digress. The point is, I'm going to inevitably not mention or feature someone who deserves to be noted here on this episode. So thanks to Kabuto the Python and this track from his redonkulously terrific album, The Almighty, comes a song called The Guest List. And it features Shell Riley, Schaefer the Dark Lord, Adam Warrock, Int 80, MC Frontalot, Beefy, Word Burglar, Jesse Dangerously, Mega Ran, a stable of rappers from Scrub Club, and more. It's a great way to wrap up this episode of The Nerd Group, and thanks for listening in on this look at the Triforce of Nerd Music, Hip Hop. See you next episode with part two of this three-part feature, and be sure to check out Hip Hop Family Tree, a seriously great comic book series that traces the roots of hip hop. It's a great read, maybe even while you listen to this. So no more talking from me. Just sit back and enjoy this burst of awesome nerd hip hop. Crank it up.
Configuration sought to prepare us. Automated pilot activated. We debated our mission, divvied up the facts, delivered verdicts and waited. Hey, yo, I'm nervous. The data we created didn't match. Kubati stocked die high just to serve us. The catch, it takes 6 weeks to get to Earth. And we could turn back now, but what if we're wrong? We would have aided Megadon, humiliated and faded. We'd be incapacitated as they grow much stronger. Just think about it. But what if we're right? I can't even contemplate it, consider that insight. Cause it's no longer just an issue debated. And if we make it on time, then we fight. It's on the whack of con hit list. 77th Amendment, contraceptive with this rule to prevent this. Consult the matrix, meditate and take this data back. Organically bladed, microfish this back to the lab. And analysis went quick. Pathetized tumors malignant. That's bad news, but the data we made spread it out confused. Fatal fall found, and I'm 502. That's a meltdown, dude. Autopilot's locked, we landed 5 years, but like it or not. The data's all wrong, man, we screwed a whole lot. But if we landed, then we're stranded, we'll ride. It's always possible that we just hit the wrong spot. We landed 5 years, but I like it or not. Well, I don't like it, this air bus is cramped and it's high. And power thighs just used the last boozy die. I'm already jumping if we can't hurt the first shot. We landed 5 years, but I like it or not. What they call the Milky Way. Hey, yo, it's much bigger than what them textbooks say. And that's what they call the planet Earth. It's covered in water with white clouds, man, that's not what I heard. There's life forms with white horns and long tails, and underwater things with strings of strong scales. The Dana Jones, they thinking this spot was deserted. I heard it myself, thought it was very well worded. It wasn't confirmed, though, now was it? They got me breathing oxygen. Dude, that does it. This sunlight just doesn't rub right with my chrome. It shines right through. I think this place needs a dome. Forget it. We're here, now let's hit it. Power thighs, energize, hologram tubes to exhibit. It's 6-89Z75 with the bizarre. Transform and ride. The wheels on the ground, rig robbing it. Cruising through Kyoto, hit the ocean. Ain't no stopping them. Amphibious upgrade. I heard about this place. It's underwater secret base.
Who is it?
I said the password.
Oh yeah, we've been waiting for your visit.
Forget the protocol, but just listen. We gotta dismiss this mission, cause it don't seem right. This planet's not deserted, it's teeming with life. And I'm not detonating nothing, and we won't ignite. There's 5 bots in the back of a dank dark room. We're here for 5 years, no matter what you do. Intellectually going team full of you. It's not the first time, so don't think it's nothing new. I've been trying to get the bound through that CPU. We keep it 5 years, but no matter what you do, somebody was lying, yo, we gotta find the truth. Call Guzzlebody, we crank up with them blue. Back on Zabadon, yo, the queen, you feeling blue. Keep it 5 years, but no matter what you do.
Increases.
my crack to beam. My dick likes gasoline. Just past the trees while I live that crackin' dream. But I'm out of the seas beneath. I'm out of the take control. Cause I ain't down with a little MC. Growing up in the cloud, I'm a second hand smoke. Weed is by my side.
Have you ever lost in love? Have you ever loved and lost? You ever left a life of love and pain and paid the highest cost? I have. I fell in love with an angel and raised, but she was terminally ill. Doctors had given her days. She made a final wish that made my blood run cold. Wanted to go on her own terms, awash in love's throes. Said I'd rather die by you than our passion so endless than in the ICU in those tubes like a necklace. I took her hand in mine. I took her throat in the other. I watched the dying lights behind the final smile of my lover. I dressed her and I kissed her, fled with little delay before the ambulance arrived to take my baby away. Down to St. James Infirmary, and I saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Now, what was I to do? He asked, where was I to run? Even if I got away, how could I live with what I'd done? Even though I'd only honored her request to ease her leaving, I know there ain't a juror in the world who'd believe me. And since the thought of life without my lover was hell, I decided that I'd join her with the final bow as well. Heartbroken, guilt-ridden, at my rope's end. But first, I needed just to see her again. So I went down to Battle Hospital later that night. I snuck in and found her covered under flickering lights. A subtle smile still upon her face, her body now breathless. And my handprint still lay upon her like a necklace. I kissed her cold lips, removed a rose from my pocket. Made my way to the door before I froze and locked it. And there, down at St. James at 9:30, I made love to my baby one last time. Down at St. James Infirmary, and I saw my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. The stranger told his tale, down his drink and he stood. He spoke to me a last request, his face like etched wood. He said, when I die, bury me in straight-laced shoes, a posh black suit, and sing them St. James blues. And slip a $20 bill inside my lapel, so I can tip the ferryman when I arrive in hell. I never caught his name, his face I never recognized, but his exit was the last time that he was seen alive. Some said he was tragic, some said he was reckless, when they found him that night, wearing his belt like a necklace. And some cried about the wicked pleasures of men, but I smiled, knowing soon they'd be together again. Down at St. James Infirmary, and they saw each other there. They were stretched out on long white tables, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search the whole world over, but she'll never find a man as depraved as he.
They like, Doc, how you doing? I'm really pretty good. Yeah, I say I'm really pretty good. They like, how the music going? I'm like, really pretty good. I'd say it's really pretty good. 09, the first time I touched a mic and that felt right. Told me my song was tight, man. I felt like I just might make something of myself. Maybe elevate an art form. I'd usher in the next gen. That's what I played a part for. Parted ways with the label. Nature of the business, man. I step away to play MMOs. See nobody to miss them. So I came back. What then? What happened to the next gen? We saw what you were doing, so we chose a new direction. I get that. Evolution. Really don't know. Disrespect. I too. I'm just a product of the internet. They moved on, I'm cast aside. I really don't know how to feel. In left field, I'm in left field. It's me, I'm Gary Sheffield. Forget it, I'ma always do me. A day before a tour, I'ma write an EP. And when they try to hit me up like I want they critique, I'm like, nah, I think I'm RPG. They like, Doc, how you doing? I'm really pretty good. Yeah, I say I'm really pretty good. They like, how the music going? I'm like, really pretty good. Say it's really pretty good. I guess I understand a switch, man, but damn, I didn't plan it. Like I'm going back to school and ain't nobody understanding, man. My time, it went and came, and it really came and went. And still I'm here doing my thing, and I'm just trying to pay my rent. Shout out to my lost boys, my family, my young at heart. My fans are always there for me. The only way I feel is sparking when I'm all but down and out. You're working me a fire. I said that I would change the game, be damned if I'm a liar. Bring it to the masses, that's naive, they can't hang. We've always been a group who weren't afraid to do our own thing. Front of lots, doom shots, catting ups, throw them up, live different, love different. This nerd life will rise up, right? So I'ma always do me. A day before a tour, I'ma write an EP. And when they try to tell you how you act or how you should be, tell them, nah, I think I'm RPG. They like, Doc, how you doing? I'm really pretty good. Yeah, I say I'm really pretty good. They like, how the music going? I'm like, really pretty good. Say it's really pretty good. Work to all my lost boys, y'all really pretty good. This next gen, man, it's really pretty good. And this nerd life thing, it's really pretty good. Yeah, I say we really pretty good.
Household by a long shot, I knew of wandering the graveyard that is best met with an onslaught of something called shudders. It's when your body trembles and your heart skips sputters, and you mutter counter evils and you grip onto your charms. I've never comprehended the alarm caused by things described variously as scary, terrifying, ghastly. Could I follow this barely? Certainly never felt it, never shuddered. My pop sent me packing, called me bad luck kid, head full of rocks. I talk so loudly of my ignorance as I roamed, complained I couldn't get frightened, and might have bemoaned that I'd been disowned. Friendly hangman beckoned, but I partied with his danglers, didn't shudder for a second. Then I heard about a castle in the distance that was haunted. Nobody lasted there an evening. Could it be just what I wanted? Didn't know.
Didn't know. There was anything in the world to be frightened of. Didn't know.
Show up claiming bravery. The rumored ends of my predecessors were unsavory. They'd become the catering at a feast of ghouls and spirits. Neither the king nor his people would set foot near it. This seemed good. Fear, it glistened in their eyes as they spoke. I figured I could pick the habit up and go. Maybe all the way back home, having understood shuddering. Did the townspeople deem me a simpleton utterly? What the first night it was to the hell. Beasts were like from a nightmare. I think I don't get bad dreams. I tried to nap, but the furniture floated and spun. We did some donuts in the stable yard. Night's vigilance wasn't any more fruitful. Zombies down the chimney till the whole wreck room's full. All bone nine pin. Glad I brought my lathe, though I lost some money gambling. My dentist was unscathed.
Didn't know there was anything in the world to be frightened of. Didn't know there was anything in the world.
corpse. Cuddle buddy tried to strangle me. Reliable sources report that I chucked him back in his coffin inside despair. Defining shudders locally and set to stride. Didn't I want my reward? The hand of the castle's prince is a path of power and riches. And this is its ingress and this is my dimness, I guess. But I choose to keep questing. Find the next hypothesis of scariness and keep testing. But here's that princess requesting that I reconsider. And as I spire, she reminds me of my babysitter. A village girl I had a crush on as a lad, who never even noticed that I couldn't make eye contact. This one's staring me down. She's used to getting away, been wearing the crown. Is she scaring me now with her think about it, please? Got this odd involuntary shaking in my knees.
Get on the track a little bit. My name is Beefy. How you feeling? How you doing? This is some nerdcore at its finest. Or at least it's most entertaining. Have some fun with it and vibe with it.
Yo. Woo! What's unique about this? I can back what I say. Swinging like I'm Zangief and you're all in my way. If you play me, you better have a pocket full of cash. Make a bet, I can take you out like the trash in a flash. Score reads 48-0. Now I got you screaming like you were Robert De Niro. I'm a big boy, I could probably bend your car. I can still work you when I play DDR. Don't get me started on something that's so retarded. If you challenge me, you will be dearly departed. I'm known for the cold-hearted and heavy-handed. Combos in the air when I know you just landed. Of the World Wide Web, this is our territory. Reppin' nerd life like a non-big story. This is our block where society's anomalies. Reppin' my sack, claiming RT family. Welcome to our block where geeks all rock. Nerdcore, hip-hop, cause we just don't stop. Living in the mind with the power that is so sublime. This is Nerd City and I'm making it mine. Welcome to our block where geeks all rock. Nerdcore, hip-hop, cause we just don't stop. Living in the mind with the power that is so sublime. This is Nerd City and I'm making it mine.
So after waking up, I pause my game, I'm washing up my face. I grab my coat and my iPod and now I'm set to leave this place. Yes, I'm ready, set to hit the block. Avoiding jealous people praying for me to drop. Yeah, they wanna take my spot, I don't care. Because I'm eating with the Nerdcore Mafioso. I would love to tell you more, but I'd have to kill you. Don't want that, so I'll just keep all this information to myself. Me trusting you is like a self-respecting dwarf kissing an elf. It doesn't happen like you beating me in Street Fighter 3. You can't block me to succeed in your defeat. A flawless victory, a champion with nerd rap fame. Just a game to some, that's why they're never on the tracks that I run. Zealous one, having fun in this subgenre like I do. We always do it for ourselves, we're never doing it for you. If you want peace and love, then step up for your respect. Or we can go with option B and I will teach you with these nunchucks. Welcome to our block where the geeks all rock. Nerdcore, hip-hop, cause we just don't stop. Leave it in the mind with the power that is so sublime. This is Nerd City, baby, and I'm making it mine. Welcome to our block where the geeks all rock. Nerdcore, hip-hop, cause it just don't stop. Living in the mind with the power that is so sublime. This is Nerd City, baby, I'm making it mine.
Signing in, popping off the top of some tattoo. Grab the Dr. Pepper, now we need a chalice or two. So we can do what we do, and we know we do best. Grab the microphone, show the world how we have been blessed. This is our life, our love, our street. We can shut you down like control or delete. Beefy and I are reading everything in sight. Russia Mickey D screaming out, boss fight!
It's like these kids are skipping monsters and another boost in XP just so they can hit their next save. But dude, there is no escape, cause only three tracks in 1 year gets you evicted. And the fact you know what I'm talking about leaves you conflicted. I got the most ambition, so I'm holding my position as the leader of this neighborhood watch. I got my hand on my crotch and I run it like Daredevil in Hell's Kitchen. The fat nerdy musician with these internet kids bitching.
Welcome to our block where geeks all
rock, nerdcore, hip hop, cause we just don't stop. Living in the mind with the power that is so sublime. This is Nerd City and I'm making it mine.
Yeah, welcome to our block where the geeks all rock. Nerdcore, hip hop, cause it just don't stop. Living in the mind with the power that is so sublime. Nerd City, baby, and I'm making it mine. Zealous One and Beefy. Welcome to our block, everybody. We've been known to have a block party or two. You know, it's a nice, friendly environment. But sometimes people have to be educated. And Zealous One and I are educators. We're very helpful for the community.
Idols, the toys, the stories, the movie titles, book deal, copyright agreements, the haunted house, completion, achievements, believing in ghosts, killer life forms, possessed dolls and rogue cyborgs, blackened skulls and blood and death is cool, and everybody wants a high score. For tonight it all came back to you, to bite you in the ass, sit back and laugh at you, just had to introduce the world to the madness, invite it to your living room, what's gonna happen is boom, we're a big old target, farthest from the end, it just started, every piece of fiction is gone, every light that was all turned on, this is it, you got what you wanted. Back. Let's fight the attack! Do you see this, Mike? This is my boomstick! The moon's stuck in the sky this time, but it's worse, cause it's working together with the curse of the werewolves. Can't go through the sewers to float down there if you're not too careful. Forget a backpack vacuum, soak up ghost hunts, goblins, bad dudes. Forget the S-Mart special, buy one, get one, shotgun barrel. Silver bullets, douse and garlic, bear with a hat, nope, arson. If a statue moves, run! With the fire of a thousand suns, the four horsemen on top of the mansion, Vincent, Fred, they feel up, Kraft, and Stephen King, Edgar, Allan Poe, let's go, it's time to cash in. This is it, you got what you wanted, and I want you all to caution a haunted. A little too late for the rest of the people, seals broke now, bow down to evil. You take the castle, I'll take the mansion, set your proton packs up for action. So do me a favor, never look back, let's fight the attack. This is our last chance, break out the Ouija. We've got no more options, we call upon Bloody Mary, Candyman, and Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice! Okay, now that's what I'm talking about.
Army of darkness, zombie neighbors, Predator, Neon, got the gravers, Plata, Brata, Nikto, Presto, Change-O,
hello, goodbye, my name's Stevo,
enlisted to build my bloodline, Walking Dead with a short runtime,
a hyper beam
is shooting back Skittles, but only in the little fun size,
Sunrise, Nosferatu, Black Lagoon, and Frankenberry,
drinking booze and spilling ooze, reanimating all the berry,
in my slutty rapper costume, all loud moves are monster mashing, with choreographed dancing and our Jackson red jackets,
this is it, you got what you wanted, and I want you all to caution a haunted.
A little too late for the rest of the people. Seals broke now, bow down to evil.
You take the castle, I'll take the mansion.
Set your proton packs up for action.
So do me a favor, never look back. Let's fight the attack.
This is it, you got what you wanted, and I want you all to caution a haunted.
A little too late for the rest of the people. Seals broke now, bow down to evil.
You take the castle, I'll take the mansion.
Set your proton packs up for action.
So do me a favor, never look back.
Look back.
Let's fight the attack.
Fight. Don't you try.
You can't fight anymore.
Don't do it.
Damned now kneel.
I'll take the castle, you take the madness. Look forward to a new age of sadness.
Now do me a favor, never look back. You earned this mess. Now fade to black.
Now make way for your new Dark Lord.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. Whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's
What's that noise? Whitey Cracker, are those zombies?
Zombies in the studio.
This is our horrorcore song because it's got zombies on it.
Sounds like a horrorcore song.
You know who should get on this track to help us out?
I'm thinking Zealous One and Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Heck yeah.
What should we call it, Lars?
I think we should call it Bruce Campbell.
Fresh from the cemetery, I'm a terrifying sight. With little bits of bloody flesh stuck to my mind, I will ruin you, reduce you to a puddle where you stand. Once I tear into your torso with my cold dead hands, blood, sweat, and tears from your wounds start spewing. Fill a water bottle, swallow all your bodily fluids. You were nailed to a wall, full of holes like a dartboard.
Still think you're hardcore?
Bow to your dark lord.
Splatter from the axe turns a blue shirt red.
Severed head in a vice inside of my work shed.
Dead heads get brains,
in heads get chains.
I annihilate you, then I violate your remains.
You choked and you froze cause you got so scared.
Toss your body in the cellar,
I hope you rot down there.
Turn upon your meat screams, awful goblins feed.
Lead that, but never mind the act, just bleed.
Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell.
Eat on the mic like the drop like a candle.
Four MCs for more than you can handle.
Get, do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell.
Eat on the mic like the drop like a candle.
Four MCs for more than you can handle.
Protect your neck and do the Bruce Campbell.
Brains, not the kind that you get in the back of a car at the drive-in, but the kind where to hide in a fear. Laid up in the creaky house where the people shout. Not a living dead instead. Every chick with a shirt torn off, got an axe with the blade worn off. They roam in the shadows, flipping mail, and I'm telling, talking about the zombie stalking. Victims with a stick 'em up, dead flesh rotting. Don't pick them up on the side of the road and get yourself cold. You come on the dam and walk off slow on the quest for the gray matter. Never battered in a mind like mine when the zombies die.
Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the mic, light the trunk like a candle.
Four MCs for more than you can handle.
Got a bullet in my head and 37 more from the buckshot spread. Suicidal thoughts like frost in your spine. The dragon won't sleep till your soul's all mine. Cut the flesh, blood spiller will entice me. I promise when I carve my name I'll do it very nicely. Precisely, show your ladies I'm the best at this. I got them screaming for the zealous and the sexist. Don't mess with this, you just can't hide. Ain't gonna stop till the knife's inside. Twist to the left, let me see your eyes. Twist to the right, I wanna taste you die. I stalk MCs who are not believers. Make a microphone stand out of both the femurs. I love screamers, so uh-oh, let's go. Give me some sugar, baby, and do the Bruce Campbell.
Jeffrey Dahmer, here's my story. You abhor me, you deplore me. Much too gory, violent glory. But this never would've happened if you hadn't ignored me. You laughed at me and my fat retainer. Now your son's stew is frozen in my refrigerator. You just said hello when I passed in the hall. I wouldn't be snacking on your dead word at all. It's just another day at the Ambassador Hotel. Milwaukee's best travel blogger, please ignore cell. Shrunken heads, severed limbs, I'm mad, belligerent. Murderous, cannibal, far from innocent. The Dahmer dinner party is the best, it's true. And everywhere I go, I'll take a part of you. There's a key downstairs and your name's on it. I'll get the stains out, you bring the comet.
Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the mic, light the drop like a candle.
Four MCs for more than you can handle.
Dip, do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the mic, light the drop like a candle.
Four MCs for more than you can handle.
Take your neck and do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the mic, light the drop like a candle.
Four MCs for more than you can handle.
Dip, do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the floor and do the Bruce Campbell.
Get on the mic, light the drop like a candle.
For more than you can handle.
Protect your neck and do the Bruce Campbell.
My hip hop will block your shot. My hip
from home, unquote, it's easy. Turn a two-day weekend into three. See, we be within reach. TXT to MST to BB.
Vibrations in my pocket. It's my phone. It says I'm duking. It's the auto be commanding. He's just saying what I'm doing. Your retail work politely. I'm hardly feeling mighty. Think about taking off early. Long on an MA or
Whitey. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm the right of minute. This is a man in the middle attack. I had to intercept and add a few words. My freestyle was so bad. I burned down my notepad and opened up my vocab. So that's where it's coming from. Another album, number one. We send this release, so we started flooding, let it run. Skip the introduction to enter this discussion. Hey, you sing, baby, pardon the interruption.
I don't even know where I belong anymore, because the people in this ain't forgot how sick with the flow. So I digress, put the spam check on my chest. Tap 2 minutes and cast the rest.
Success, operation.
Operation Good Times is a go. Mission complete, don't even act like you don't even know. So grab your PlayStation and meet me in the back, cause we're all about to have a kickback, and that's that.
It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city high-five to the iPhone, or in your car's tape deck driving home. It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city high-five to the iPhone, or in your car's tape deck driving home.
Damn junk mail filters catching that junk. Beef wheelie ride an 80 pound in that trunk. Up in the cypher now, who the thunk? Spent 200 on a bottle just to get drunk.
Grab the bottle from Whitey and quickly pouring inside me. The first sip of the night is like about time finally. Then I feel like fighting, but we don't take it to the mall. Take it Falco style, talking Smash Brothers Brawl.
Skip the planning, my Samus arm cannon starts fanning out the mansion. The human enhancement of Ganon, impatient or inaccurate, they say way to measure. The time delay ended to betray your data center.
But now I gotta cool down, chill, I rock a dope crown. Hit you up with headphones and take your ass to Rhyme Town. I try to keep a peace, we'll get along and sing a song. But if you're messing with my nerves, I gotta show you that I'm strong.
It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city hi-fi to the iPhone, or in your car's tape deck driving home. It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city hi-fi to the iPhone, or in your car's tape deck driving home.
I've been known to kick back, I've been known to just chill. I've been known to be the killer, first act on the show's bill. So let it be known, I rip it like a cyclone. Fear in the tone, I ain't alone here on this microphone.
Still swerving when I drive, coming northwest.
Midwest, Google Maps, API, point A to point B. Road trip to show, shift gears, pop the clutch, hit the gas and then go.
Yeah, I'm an excellent driver, you could call me Corey Haim. 15 minutes to ride, there's no way that I'm missing it. Definitely watching midday, definitely not working, hurting just to stay away.
Now we stopping on a train, man, Wheelie Ray, man. Time cruising all up on that microphone. Charlie Babbitt, know I gotta have it. Whitey Cracker, straight ball into havoc.
It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city hi-fi to the iPhone, or in your car's tape deck driving home. It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city hi-fi to the iPhone, or in your car's tape deck driving home.
It's the Fantastic Four on the microphone, and we're bouncing these sounds up inside your dome. So put a city hi-fi to the iPhone, or in your car's tape deck driving home.
Kicks this guy's head through one of those stage amps.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd never seen anything like it.
Hey, Kabuto!
Oh, hey, Schaefer. Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey, thanks for inviting us, Kabuto.
No, absolutely.
This is an absolutely star-studded party.
Yeah, there's so many rappers in here.
I can really feel the creative juices humidifying the air in here.
Did I ever tell you guys my secret fear?
Yo, this music is getting me pumped.
What's your secret fear, Shale Riley?
I have this dream that I'm in a huge room full of, like, 20 rappers.
Uh-huh.
And one of them just suddenly starts rapping, and it sets off some kind of chain reaction, and pretty soon they're all just rapping at me.
Well, then maybe you better, Schaefer. Hey, Schaefer.
Yo, busting through the party with a totally colossal posse. Got a lot of awesome possums feeling awful naughty. Got a pocket slash head full of drugs down to Wicked. Call me Ad Rock, son, cause I'm about to pop upon the countertops and talk a lot of rotten talk. Pop a lot of bottles, cop a pot, and only rockin' tops. A lady knows I'm Schaefer, maybe take her to the rooftop. First I gotta pass the mic before I crash her two shots.
Bottle of crooked eye, looking fly, smoking live. This is what they say, and I'm rap songs. I'm a doing it right. I'm flipping around, I'm killing the mic, and giving it tight at this time. Trying my best to appear like I'm back in some feline. Feline's is made for that party tip. Celery sticks probably see me. I'm that kid who's always getting in shit. Down in the sack, we'd slow roast some pulled pork. But on the internet, we pull corks with dual cores.
Hey, I see a part. Dual core, way to stop me. Kicking ill raps like my verse, no karate. Yo! Honestly, I say there's no blocking me. We got the best rappers, it's an oligopoly. Oh! You'd probably be better off with 4K. See, we bring this thing like a corset of hornets. Similes are killing me. Better rewind, old school like a honeycomb full of beehives.
Oh! I'm in a circle and I'm probably gonna hurt you. The punchlines got me looking like a box of a Urkel. I still admit it though, my rap's insane. Like I'm walking up the crackheads and asking for change. I got to the chef, but they handed me more. Fast forward and I'm taking off my panties, of course. I'm about to get this lot because I'm ramming a horn and bust a nut big enough to feed the family of four.
This new improved party work, worm, you get me?
Teach ladies how to sin.
You're to learn and envy.
Ain't a person in the world that's ready.
So forget it,
we bringing down the house.
Like Slurms McKenzie, not having a meat creep.
We spazzing like meat freaks.
I'm snorting dune spice off the back of a Tweety.
Dive into that blue.
I leave her ass in a deep sleep.
When Slims go out to party,
we ain't back for like 3 weeks.
So with the crack of dawn, Mastodon still macking on. Platinum blondes with the matching bras and panties off. We get a beer on.
We hit the beer pump.
We playing beer pong
until all the beer's gone.
We're Irishman Sinead O'Connor's potato farmer.
Chugging whole kegs
like it ain't no problem.
Yo, got your beer goggles on.
Lordy, lordy.
Slims got 20-20
after 40-40s.
Yeah, I didn't even know we'd find sleep by security. And now this thing tight, I step up from the party, body, dotty. I'm probably do shots of the hottest bodies. And if you wanna cock, lock, and stop me, head shots instead of red dots, you're dead. La 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 la, the new label, no response, they know this ain't a game.
Old school! Bring the bell and I'll jump into it quick. I'm barely in your net because I keep it late, it's the rich. I'm the incident that gets you fired, kicked out of school. So when your girl gets mad, I start up asking, how do you do? BBG, kinda cool, but he ain't legendary. Leave you in a cemetery, only tell your secretary. Drop the mic, you break it so nobody else can go. Yo, it's out of my control, but that's the only way I flow.
Someone tell these dudes they need to quit playing. There's a full moon out and my spirit animal is saying, y'all don't wanna see me like a movie star in the Wayans that is a key in an ivory or Damon. You told me to drop 8 bars. Motherfucker, I don't count, just rhyme hard. And when I go soft, I fluff myself. I should have more confidence as much as I love myself.
Club in the house, raise up your hands. Grab an energy drink, drop your pants and dance.
Cause the Sans Pants dance is the sense of the club. And we in hands track, zapping rubber bands in the love.
Look, taking a pity on people who never show no love. So I raise the stakes high if you want something from us. Yeah,
double bust, roll your cups. Watch a bird fly, inverted perversion of words. Turn your third eye.
So high like a bird's eye in the midst of flight. Drop bomb rhyme so fly, that's a skyline.
Remind minds be heavy, rhymes remain steady ill. Hope your body is ready, we murder beats, lyric kill.
My nutsack spherical, yeah, I keep it snug. Fuck your ironic groove, back, yeah, I keep it smug.
Dookie take up, wake and bake up. Crack the wax and pour glass and come to me, my makeup.
Overclock fire water, give me any subject. I wane on a fat mic, punk and drug. Look by comparison, the half-wit tip so subtle on some Japanese drill bit. Gravel pick up. Except you cut along, let the flow hover around smooth in advance, bringing days to root. And I'm sued by the root for the sandstorm mad lib, but still burning active, no Anatol the Atlif. Can we go to paint gruff up in 50 coats and plagiarize 50 cent wiki quotes on sticky notes? Navi knows second nature to the forte, but y'all cool, me I'm sorbet trays in Norway. Yeah, we could do this all day. Yeah, we could do this all day. We can do this all way. What's that weed smoke drifting down the hallway?
Antisocial, cold rocker party, now I'd rather chill solo. Alright though, you got me here, fuck beer, where's the Jack Daniels? I drink until I'm about to fucking fly up off the handle. I know you're gonna dig this, I get ruthless. Kick out the windows of the slappy man's toothless. And like, who's this shit, show respect. You ain't seen my name in motherfucking Reader's Digest. I'm the best, goddamn it, I'm awesome. Crooked teeth, broke glasses, fuck flossing. It's Michael Kill Me, mugging like you took my turn. Rapping since I was plus five and I'm a back to burn.
Up to the door with the bottle in hand.
Yeah, fool, cause pre-gaming was the plan.
I could hardly stand, been drinking hard.
Made it to the door, already knew up in the yard.
Don't stare, it's a party, right?
I'm trying to throw up hands and get down tonight.
To the fright of whoever it was that answered my knock,
I walk right in and put my hands on my schmuck.
Not a purr, just don't know how to dress.
Drunk is all I fuck, not trying to impress.
Don't stress, I know you shouldn't party round kids.
Don't know who let them in, but I kicked them out, you dig?
Feeling big, hit the kitchen for snacks.
When the boys in blue stop me in my tracks,
as they cuffed and put me in they car,
saw all my friends chilling in the neighbor's
yard. Now just lay back and let the Ranger serenade your major player in Australia with some bases in Asia. Rival rappers meet Jamaica like your R&R, your starts list. The man's ready to rock a rhyme, so let me spark this. A guest from NRS to bless the track, and if you have to ask, I'll attack you like I'm standing. Then I'll stab you with some dragon gloss. Stick them with the pointy end, you don't know, leave the mic alone. Shit, you ain't fit to sit the Iron Throne, so go on home, nerd.
Man, I think I burnt the animals. Can't eat the medical, need a high chick's genitals. Call me the general, the click commander. Tongue lashing so fierce, I hit innocent bystanders. And my standards don't really exist. So dirty, nerdy girlies, give your Billy a kiss. And I really insist that she got awesome breasts. A sight for soul eyes and a sausage fest.
It's a party going on and all my buddies are here. I walk in high, stepping over puddles of beer. And then let me cop a squat before I pop a shot. Cause I like to stay well-rounded, like Oswald Cobblepot. Turn the music up and grab the cutie next to you. Dance till it looks like you're doing something sexual. Crash to the sectional and pick up the mic. Kick rhymes all night till the party's the light. Well, alright.
At the rap party again, the mad party. Gage dancing, gage man, just a sway dance. After Canada, safe land, just trying to get flattery. Take chances, save the money for batteries. That's French for drums. You think it's fresh, then come get you some. And experience your pleasure from the best of the world. And I'm unassuming how you've been sent to get doing my guess. It's just a not doing.
Somebody order Berg, hold the mayo. Caboodle called me up and said, come over right away. So I grabbed a veggie tray and poppin' chips. Never show up empty handed, even brought some dips. Got a new haircut and I ironed my pants. And now the party's poppin' like you filled the dryer with cans. And spray paint, make way and wake the neighbors. Stay smooth all night like you shaved some rapers.
Caboodles, there seems to be a soiree, but I don't do those. How this happened to me, who knows? Frontal hug on the wall and watch all of you all till the governor calls in the National Garden Association to report on what rappers are doing to Kabuto's mom's landscape. I'm saying that this out of control, but the whole joint's jumping up and that was your goal.
So. Dear everybody, guess that I wrote on the list. Thanks for being on my song, y'all are doper than shit. And whether you be sipping cola or be smoking the pip, you oughta know that this collab was my coca or whip. Take this posse track, thought it would be tough to sell. But y'all showed up and now I'm chuffed as hell. The guest list definitely stuffed the bell. And now we've been to party like a hot cartel.
Yo, Shell, are you
Thanks for listening to the Nerd Groove. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of The Nerd Groove, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.